City Council will be asked Monday to approve $20,000 in urgent repairs to the John Rhodes Community Center to stop aluminum panels from blowing off the structure's east side. Maverick & Son Exteriors was low bidder on the job at $19,640, compared to a $28,450 quote from Pro North Roofing and a $88,053 bid from Over the Edge Roofing. It appears other work will be needed on the Rhodes Center exterior. A building conditions assessment prepared last year also talked about the concrete cladding. It indicates that the walls are largely clad with concrete block supported on the concrete foundations, with weep holes provided at the base of the walls, says Brent Lamming, the city's director of community services. In summary, it identified patterns of water staining and moss growth in some locations. The report also indicated that it is not clear if the water is mostly on the surface of the walls, or penetrating deeper into the wall assembly, and no leaks were reported at the interior, Lamming said in a report prepared for Monday's City Council meeting. The report recommends future renewal of investment with localized repairs being required, sealing flashing joints and adjusting drip edges to direct water away from the face of the wall, then cleaning the walls and monitoring, totaling $116,000 to occur in the year 2029. Also on Monday, councillors will be asked to approve an application for provincial funding for a new $275,000 interactive water play feature, shown above, at the Rhodes Center swimming pool. The play feature would replace an existing slide, which is becoming increasingly difficult to maintain. Only one staff member is qualified to inspect the slide, and when that person retires, a technician will need to come from out of town regularly to certify it. Councillors will also be requested to approve application for Federation of Canadian Municipalities funding for a full plant heat recovery unit to heat the Rhodes Centre's swimming pools. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 4:30 p.m.